Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Okay, Hugh, it's kind of the end of January, and I'm getting really anxious. I want spring in the worst way. So do you think it's too soon to start talking about, you know, spring whites?
No, I don't think it's ever too soon to start talking about spring whites.
It may hurry spring along. I don't know.
Well, and if you want to look at an area in the world that I think makes fabulous spring whites, but also wines that have got enough structural integrity to pair well with some of the winter dishes as we go through, you have to go to the Alsace.
Yeah.
And the Alsatian white wines are spectacular. There is a producer there called Domaine Sip Mac, which is they're on the smaller side, but they just have really well put together wines. If you want to look at sort of textbook examples of what these Alsatian varietals would look like, this would be a good place to start.
Yes,
and they're
good
values. So one of the big white wine grapes in the Alsace is Pinot Blanc. And certainly they have a good example of it. It's from the 2011 vintage. What I liked about this wine is it has sort of an interesting, almost like a waxy texture. So it's a little bit fleshy, even though it's beautifully structured with terrific acidity. And this is going to sell for all of around $16.
Oh, wow.
So this is a 2011 Alsatian Pinot Blanc that's going to sell for $16 and just delivers. I mean, it's a perfect thing for matching with food. Now, the two great white wine varietals of the Alsace are Riesling and Gewürztraminer. And they have two Rieslings in this line that I tried. One of them is a Grand Cru. It's the Grand Cru Rossacher, Rossacher. And this is a Riesling. I tried the 2009. This one's going to sell for about $38, but it is a Grand Cru. So, you know, you should expect to pay a few dollars for it.
This is going to be one of the best Rieslings out there.
It's a terrific Riesling.
Yeah.
It has almost that classic petrol aromatic that you get from the Alsatian-type mm-hmm. Rieslings. Very flinty, wonderful, delicate aromas of pear and green apple with this incredibly intense, crisp minerality that comes through in the finish. And it's a powerful wine, but very delicate with a tremendous amount of finesse.
What kind of fruit do you get in it underneath all the acidity and structure?
Well, you've got a lot of this sort of stone fruit and a little bit of pear and green apple.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that are there. It's beautifully structured, and it's a wonderful, wonderful wine. Now, for the money, they have a tradition Riesling and a tradition Gewürztraminer.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to love both of these.
Wow.
The Riesling is going to sell for about $16, which is a deal. This was wonderful, sort of spicy, subtle spicy green apple and pear flavors, not unlike the Grand Cru, but with not quite the structure and the depth.
Mm-hmm.
But a wonderful steely structure, and for $16, that's a deal. And then the 2011 Gewürztraminer. This was dynamite. This is a little more money. It's probably going to be about $23 to $25. Rose petal, orange peel, spice, were the aromatic characteristics that came through. Slightly off dry, but it still had very good mm-hmm. acidity. If you compare these two side by side, the Gewürztraminer is probably a little more hail fellow, well met. And the Riesling is going to be a little more contemplative.
If you had not told me the name of the wine, just going from your tasting notes, I knew what the varietals were.
Yeah.
That's how textbook they are.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. These guys make really nice wines. And if you want to see a good example of Alsatian whites, you cannot do any better than Domaine Sip Mac.
We're going to put them all on the website so you can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.